This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We started off the show talking about supply chains, which, as Matt explained, are global in nature but can have decidedly local effects. Case in point, what's going on now with aluminum cans? The world's largest manufacturer of aluminum beverage cans, Ball, says demand is so high, it's raising its minimum order size. That new minimum is now so big that many smaller craft breweries say they can't meet it. As Matt Bloom from Colorado Public Radio reports, the supply chain hiccup has left many brewers scrambling for alternatives and raising their prices.
The inside of Denver Beer Company's production facility is bustling. Tall steel tanks hold batches of fermenting beer, which is then pumped into thousands of aluminum cans on an assembly line before being shipped to customers.
So last year we used about 6 million cans.
Patrick Crawford is the brewery's co-founder. He says canned beer sales soared when tap rooms shut down at the start of the pandemic. And it's still a big moneymaker. But late last year, Ball, his main supplier, told him they were dropping his orders.
We were surprised, we were shocked, we were bummed. It's very short notice.
Ball's new policy raises its minimum order from one truckload to five. For Crawford, that means he now has to order more than a million cans at a time for each brand of beer he makes, and find a place to store them all if he wants to keep buying from Ball. But his regional craft brewery can't handle that.
It's basically them telling us that they don't want us as a customer.
Ball declined to be interviewed, but in a written statement listed several factors for the change. It says there's been unprecedented demand for cans through the pandemic, and Ball says that inflation has hit virtually all the materials it uses to make its products. Since the policy was announced, Denver Beer Company and other breweries have had to scramble to find new sources for cans.
We're hearing that more than 1,000 total beverage companies were affected, but that includes soft drinks and kombuchas and other things that are in cans.
Bart Watson is an economist with the Brewers Association. He says can costs have gone up over 30% for some brewers that have switched suppliers, and many companies have delayed new releases.
When brewers are getting these huge cost increases, which aren't just in cans, but across the supply chain, you know, they have a choice to either reduce their margins, which, you know, you can only do so far until you're actually losing money, or pass some of that on to customers.
Ball says it's investing more than $1 billion in new can factories in five states to try to help meet demand. But the company expects the supply and demand imbalance to last a few years. Back inside the Denver Beer Company's distribution site, Patrick Crawford cracks open a can from the assembly line. It's a raspberry Kolsch called Princess Yum Yum. He says this is the last batch that will go into cans from Ball's manufacturing plant a few miles down the road.
And now we're buying a can that's either produced in Wyoming or maybe even in Quebec. And so our shipping costs are going to go up a lot, which is working a little bit of against what we're trying to do when it comes to sustainability, too.
He says his company will be able to keep store shelves stocked, though, which is the most important thing. But it'll cost customers. In February, the Denver Beer Company rolled out its largest price increase ever for a six-pack, up $2 from $9.99 to $11.99. In Denver, I'm Matt Bloom for Marketplace.